B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, we got a bonus summer day today, and it looks like it's going to be about 86. Partly cloudy, but still nice. And then that's it for a while, right?
Yeah.
As far as, so it's like a little bonus day. You don't have to have the, you know, the sweater and all fall accoutrements on.
Put the plaid away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one little extra bonus day.
That's it. You don't need pumpkin spice latte unless you have it on ice, which might not be a bad idea.
You know, actually, I'd probably
think
like
about
it.
That. You might like that.
I think they sell it.
I don't like
pumpkin spice. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're the only female I know who doesn't like pumpkin spice.
You gotta expand your women's circle.
Yeah, let me call my wife. Hey, honey. I'm having lunch with a woman today, though.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm doing something Mike Pence would never do.
Oh, really?
Well, he said he'd never do dinner with a woman.
I think anything.
Okay.
I mean, like any sort of being alone with a woman.
I'm having lunch with a lady I used to work with many years ago.
Oh, really?
Who heard me back in town and said, hey, Bob, let me buy you lunch.
And you never say no to lunch.
I'm not. So that's cool, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, is that cool that you're going to lunch with a lady? I think you'll be able to
No, I think it's
handle.
Cool that a 25, someone I haven't seen in 25 years.
Yes, nice.
Heard me here on the show.
That's super cool. She liked you, apparently. She didn't
Well,
know.
We'll see when the bill comes. We'll see.
Where are you going to go? Any place good?
We're going to Linfield, the Market Street.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's
there.
A Mexican restaurant, she said, that is unbelievable.
Tess Macau.
Very
it's
good.
Awesome. They have the best salsa. They get the trio of salsas.
Okay.
And they have this, you can get a mezcal flight if you feel like drinking in the afternoon. It's
you know.
It's great. I'm jealous.
I'm just down the street in Woburn. I mean, I can, might be able to get away with that. That's good.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah. So it's good?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh. And she said she's buying.
Oh,
I can't let her do that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mike Pence wouldn't let her do that. So why should I? Anyway, listen, it's
Don't call her mother.
Yeah, he has to call his mom first. It's 5:38. We're not going to forget that it is the 18th anniversary of 9/11, and that's just hard to believe, too.
It really is.
Yeah. And there's some pretty interesting things that are happening in results of that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, some of the kids who are firefighters' children, are going into the same line of work. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. That's really...
That's incredible.
Very cool. It's 5:38, ROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
It's 6:22, and unbelievably, the 18th anniversary of 9/11, right? Everybody knows where you were precisely if you're over, you know, 20, 25. So it's hard to find cool things related to 9/11, but I think we did a pretty good job. So,
I read about the rescue dogs.
Rescue dogs,
that were dispatched to Ground Zero at the World Trade Center after the attacks. There were about 300, but only about 100 could really do the job because of all the rubble. And it was a very different thing for the dogs. But the dogs became depressed when they failed to find survivors. And to lift the spirits, volunteers hid underneath debris to provide the dogs with successful rescues so they could keep going.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
So they went and hid.
Yeah, just to give them a little boost because they were getting so discouraged, these dogs. And Brittany was the last of the 9/11 dogs to die. She died in 2016. She was almost 17 years old.
That's old for a big dog. Right?
I know. Her trainer and her, you know, was incredible to her. Like, she couldn't walk, and so she installed an above ground pool in her backyard so that the dog could exercise. And it was really, it was incredible. Dogs were real heroes.
Great story, Brian. What you have?
Well, it's amazing when you do think 18 years. I mean, I was a completely different person back then, and now I have kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's an important day to talk to your kids. And if you're looking for resources, I drove past this morning. I drove past the West Bridgewater Fire Department.
Yeah,
And they have one of the beams out there mounted in front of the fire station. And they had all the flags up this morning.
World Trade Center, one of the iron.
One of the beams, yeah. So I'm going to bring the kids by today. And if you're looking for either resources or a memorial near you, if you go to 911memorial.org, they have a list of all the memorials. There's like 50 listed just for Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's you know, all these little memorials and places you can go. Because I think it's important to talk to your kids. They even have a teaching section and how to talk to your kids about it.
That's great. That's awesome.
Check that out.
They should know that. Speaking of children, the newest class of New York City's firefighters set to graduate later this month. 13 of them are children of firefighters who actually lost their lives as a result of 9/11. They're called Legacy Graduates, and it's the most they've ever had in one class. In addition to those 13 firefighters, there's three more Legacy grads who were children of other responders who died, including the son of a New York police officer. Now, the group graduates includes two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and sister.
Wow.
With two brothers who are already firefighters. So the families just continue the legacy of their parents, most likely.
That's brave.
Their dads. So that's really good to see, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, thanks to all those first responders that are out there
today
doing the work today.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So this report sponsored by Big Y World Class Market. With my Big Y digital account, you can receive personalized offers, browse the weekly ads, create shopping lists, and more. Just download the Big Y app or visit BigY.com today to create your digital account. Save time and money and make shopping easier. So coming up, we've got another 4-pack of tickets to D's Keys. We're going to be there a week from tomorrow night after work.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now we're giving away 4 passes to D's Keys Night with us, the morning show. It's next Thursday night from 6 to 9. Dueling piano bars. There's going to be food. We heard yesterday the buffet. So
that's
pretty
great.
Good, right? Mm-hmm. The only way to come Thursday night for the pre-party is to win them, okay?
Okay.
So if you want to come join us next Thursday, we're just asking you to give us a call. Tell us, you know, why you'd like to come.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on in your life? Why are you stressed out? You know, you might even say that you would enjoy meeting us. I mean, that's just, you know, that couldn't hurt, right?
It
couldn't hurt.
Helps a little.
So we already have a first call. Bud. Hey, morning, Bud.
Good morning.
Is Bud your real name?
Yeah, Robert. They were going to call me Bob, but my parents couldn't spell Bob, so they went with Bud.
Okay.
All right,
Bud. All right, Bud, you're our first caller. Tell us why you would like to join us next Thursday. What's going on in your life?
Well, a special day for many reasons. I have a beautiful daughter, Kelly Coburn, was a flight attendant back in the day and had taken 5, maybe 6 flights on Tuesday from Boston to California. She was in San Francisco Sunday afternoon, was scheduled to fly back to Boston to go back out Tuesday morning and got diverted to Dallas to be retrained or certified on another type of plane.
And to be clear, this was on 9/11.
This was on 9/11, right? It took us till about 1 o'clock that afternoon to find out that, in fact, she was not on the plane and she was safe.
Wow.
Also have a son, Sean Coburn, a new Plymouth firefighter that actually graduates from the Hudson Fire Academy this Friday.
Oh, wow.
I would love to take them and my beautiful wife, Edith, who's known as Super Nanny of 11 grandchildren, out for a Thursday night shot in the arm and like to meet you people also.
Wow,
be a pleasure.
Like a heck of a family.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a family. I've got a hell of a family.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
Thank you.
Bud, we're going to put you on hold. Grab your phone number, okay?
Yep.
And stay tuned, and we got to take a few more calls. I know that other folks would like to join us, but I think you have a very good shot at it.
Ah, yes.
Okay?
Very good shot.
Pretty good.
Beat that, Ralph. Okay. All right, Bud, hang on. We appreciate that.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
You know, it had to be Bud, right? It was going to be Bud today.
Robert
Bud Cohen, Coburn, rather, from... He's from Bridgewater, Brian.
All right.
Yeah, neighbor. Maybe guys can commute. Come together.
We'll carpool.
Carpool together. Hey, Bud, congratulations. You got 4 passes to D's Keys Night with us. That is going to be next Thursday night from 6 to 9.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
6:44. Sometimes the dirty laundry has, oh, I don't know, football uniforms in it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Football jerseys. You got to do what you got to do, LBF. It is the story.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. We have Anna Faris got kicked out of an entire country. Jennifer Aniston's just getting started. But first, Antonio Brown has been accused of raping his personal trainer. He's been with the Patriots, what, for 4 days? And now his former trainer, Brittany Taylor, is suing him, claiming that he sexually assaulted her three times, twice in June of 2017 and again in May of 2018. Lawsuit says that he used manipulation and false promises to lure her into his world. And once there, he sexually assaulted her and raped her. These heinous acts have inflicted severe and dramatic damage, irreparably harming her. His camp says she denies everything. He will pursue all legal remedies, not only to clear his name, but to protect professional athletes against false accusations. But he also said that Brown and Taylor, that's a lawyer, had a consensual personal relationship, but she became angry when he wouldn't invest $1.6 million to a business project of hers. That's what he says. He called the lawsuit a money grab. The NFL is investigating. The Patriots say they were caught by surprise. Deadspin has some of the text messages, and they're not good.
Not good.
They're hardly readable, but like they're really, it doesn't make him look good at all.
Do we know what the Patriots are saying? I know they had a late night press release. I was just looking for that. I'm sure they're going to just continue to let the NFL
investigate,
do their thing while they sort things out.
But these things are.
Still no word if he's even going to be at their first practice was today.
Yeah.
There's no word if he's going to be at practice or if, you know.
This is the type of
an ongoing situation.
The Patriots don't like.
Not the Patriots way.
No.
Yeah, we hope not.
So Anna Faris got kicked out of, onto other subjects. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible subject. Anna Faris got kicked out of an entire country. Way to go,
wow.
Anna Faris.
Well, I love her.
She's so funny. She was married to Chris Pratt, and they got a divorce. I was very upset when they broke up.
Yeah, you feel their pain.
I do feel their pain.
An empath.
I do.
Yeah.
She was making a movie in New Zealand, and she got catcalled one night, and then she told the story on the George Lopez show, and then the Minister of Tourism on the George Lopez show.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And the New Zealand's Minister of Tourism wrote her a letter telling her she was no longer welcome in their country.
Wow, that is shocking.
That anyone watches
the George Lopez show.
That was a while ago, she just told it on a podcast, Justin Long's podcast. Finally, Jennifer Aniston says her career is just getting started. She's 50 years old. She feels like it's been 25 years since she was on Friends, and she feels like she's having the most creatively fulfilling periods of her life. That's good for her. What do you think? You got a face on.
Well, because I saw the Adam Sandler Jennifer Aniston movie on Netflix, and it was awful.
Okay,
so
I'm
glad she feels that way.
Yeah, she's starring in the upcoming series called The Morning Show, and she plays a news anchor with Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell. That looks interesting to me. She says it covers children, guilt, power struggles, being a woman in the industry, going through a divorce, publicly going through a divorce, feeling alienated, being just a little bit of a screw-up.
Sounds a comedy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Friends.
Really
let's go back to Friends.
That is what is going on in the hamper.
Why don't they just do Friends, 20 years later? Why don't they just do that
show? They can't, because all the stuff
They're all alive. They could do it.
Yeah, they talked about it briefly, but I don't think it wouldn't work, the way that Seinfeld really wouldn't work, because all the plot points...
They all have cell phones
switched.
Now
they have cell phones.
They wouldn't talk to each other.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah, back then when they were reading newspapers.
And Monica's apartment was rent-controlled. It's a long
story. It's a long story, yes.
I don't know. I think there's something there. Hey, did you see the Brady Bunch? We talked about that Monday, the Brady Bunch renovation.
Well. Yeah.
People are fascinated by that.
The Brady Bunch is the best.
It's the best.
And renovations are fun.
Those are
unless
fun.
Unless you're doing it yourself.
But, no, it's fun to watch somebody else do it.
Yeah.
That's why there's a whole channel of
exactly. That did real well.
ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brons, LBF, and Bryant. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
One Word Wednesday. So here is the phrase.
My love life is blank.
Diane, go.
Missing. Like MIA.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Diane, sorry to hear that.
I hope you find it.
Hope you find it. It's somewhere out there.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Pat, what is the one word?
My love life is very ostentatious.
Ostentatious.
Wow.
Over the top and overproduced.
Okay. Stop hitting on me.
Yeah, Pat. Settle down, Pat. Good stuff. Stay tuned.
I think there's cameras involved there.
Yeah. Ostentatious.
Holly, what's your word, Holly?
My life, love life is exhilarating.
Oh.
Exhilarating. Wow. That's vocab.
Exhilarating. Wow. Wow. Mm. I think I need more words from
like
Holly.
Like skydiving and stuff, or what?
It makes me a bullion.
Oh, this girl's good. Holly's got some great words.
A word a day calendar.
Yeah,
you're
she has
through.
A word. Yeah, she paid attention to vocab
All right, Holly,
improvement.
She did. You stay tuned, Holly, in case you win, okay? All right, we have Sue. Sue, what is your word?
Fabulous.
We have a fabulous.
That's good. That's, you know, we're not having a nice
they're
sick,
either
love life.
Fabulous or they're MIA. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fabulous or MIA. Last one for now. Is it Eitan?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is yours?
DOA.
BOA.
DOA.
Oh, DOA.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I don't think a BOA would be a BOA, and that's a whole different thing.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Bob, what would you say?
Mine is long distance.
Oh, that's two words.
Well, I know.
Play along.
I'll just go with distance. Can I just go with distance?
Your wife wanted the other one.
Hey, now. Who knows? We're not going there, Belle.
7:13. Have you come up with a word
yeah,
yet?
What's yours?
No, I haven't come up with a word yet.
Still
all right, hang on. We'll give you another. We'll take up 7:13. It's one
enviable.
Word Wednesday.
How about that?
Oh! Let's talk to Dave Falcone. We got tickets to Styx for the best one word. You still have a chance to do that. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Having a little fun with One Word Wednesday. All you need is just one word to this sentence.
My love life is blank.
Blank. Blank. Let's take a couple more calls okay. here. Let's start with Rose. What's your word?
Remarkable.
Wow.
Remarkable.
A lot of ladies are calling with some fun words.
We're smarter than you guys.
Thanks, Rose. Karen. What's your word, Karen?
Intoxicating.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, that helps.
All right, Karen, stay tuned. See if you're the winner for Styx tickets. Yeah. Jermaine in Cambridge.
A jacuzzi.
Oh,
Jermaine
again.
Jermaine.
Toodles.
Bye, Jermaine.
Jermaine just loves
his jacuzzi.
That guy.
Yeah. Wow. I think Jermaine might be my favorite.
Because
I think that describes a lot. Okay. We'll take a couple more calls, and then we'll wrap it up after that. Tickets to Styx.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You know, some of these calls we can't even put on the air, but we're enjoying it. It's fun.
Uncomfortable is a word that comes to mind.
All right, here's the phrase.
My love life is blank.
My love life is blank. Tickets to Styx at the Orpheum. Okay, hi, who's this?
This is Annie.
Annie, what's your word?
Turbulent.
Oh, midair.
Wow. Okay.
Very turbulent.
Uh-oh. Well, doesn't sound like you're enjoying that. Put your seatbelts on, okay?
I love you guys. You're awesome. We listen to you all morning and work.
Thanks. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh,
my God.
The post office. We're all crazy here anyway.
Well,
good.
Trust me. This show gets turbulent. Trust me. Okay, thank you. ROR, what's the word?
Inspirational.
Wow.
Never would have thought those two together.
No.
My love life is inspirational.
That's
all
nice.
Right. That's inspiring. ROR, what's your word?
My word is phantasmagorical.
Oh, wait, wow.
Wow, that is a big spelling word.
Who's the lucky one there, being phantasmagorical? All right.
Creative.
All right. ROR, what's your word?
Dormant.
Oh, no.
Oh, but that doesn't mean dead.
That's right. It's playing possum.
It's just playing possum.
It's playing possum. Okay.
There's hope.
Let's hope.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
We're having more fun than we probably are allowed to even have. Okay.
Yeah, it's
but it's fun.
Weird. to know these things about strangers.
I
don't take it.
But what's amazing why we like playing the one word game is You can really say so much in one word, can't you?
You can.
You're like, what is describing your love life in one word? Tim.
Everlasting.
What?
Wow, that's very tantric of you.
Or you're using gobstoppers, which is weird.
Yeah, no, don't go there. That's very wonky.
All right, congratulations, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, you're doing a great job. All right,
I'm afraid to ask him what he's doing right now.
Okay, next word.
Non-existent.
Oh.
Is that one word? Yeah, we can put it together as one word. Sorry, Bill. All
right. Hyphenated? Okay.
Stay tuned, Bill. See if you're the winner. Okay, ROR, my love life is blank.
Awesome.
Oh, we have an
for you.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Glad to hear it. Now, we say love life, you know what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
I would think so.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Don't make them feel uncomfortable, Bob.
No, I'm just trying to stress. It's not just, you know, wine and cheese here we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, stay tuned. What's your first name, by the way?
Angie.
Stay tuned, Angie. You could be the winner.
Thank you.
Okay, Keith, my love life is blank.
Amazing.
Yeah, another amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I need more words.
Why? You aren't married to Angie, are you?
This
is awesome.
At all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. All right.
All right, let's remember Keith. All right,
now good. It makes sense.
All right, good. Carrie, what is the one word to describe your love life?
Fabulous.
Oh, she made her own word.
That's creative.
Fabulous. I put that on a card. Nice. Thank
all right, awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Janae, what is your word?
Hi. Exquisite.
Exquisite.
Wow, exquisite.
I don't think I can even spell
Damn.
That.
You said describe food like that. That's fine. Thank you. Jimmy, what's your word?
Yes.
What is the word?
Ambidextrous.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Do you need to be, though?
Oh,
really?
My God.
Doesn't hurt.
I mean, double jointed, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. Yep, Marty. What's your word, Marty?
Imaginary.
Oh, I like that.
You wanted to. We're going to give you a few more words.
No, that's a good one.
Well, like, how is it imaginary?
I think the word speaks for itself.
I think. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, fine. Good word. Hey, you hang on, okay?
Okay.
Celeste, what is your one word to describe your love life?
At this time, menopausal.
Oh, God.
Putting men on pause.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. Okay.
Celeste.
Wow. I like it.
She made up her own word.
Yeah.
Okay. Celeste. All right. You hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
She should have used celestial.
Well, yes, that would be very solo of her, but.
All right, we have a winner.
Wow.
This was fun. This was really fun. I think all three of us agree. We're going to give it to Marty.
Yeah, imaginary.
Because
it's good.
Yeah, it's good, and
leaves a lot to the imagination.
It makes you wonder: does she even have
all the imagination?
It's all imaginary, right? So we don't know if she's imagining things or it's so
really
good
to,
it's imaginable.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't really want to think about it.
I do. I think I do, LBF.
Wow. Okay.
Marty, you're the winner. We got a pair of tickets to Styx at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday, November 9th. You know, I think Marty would have called even without the tickets. The phone blew up today. It's a lot of fun.
We'll have a really good vocabulary.
We have
congratulations,
smart
everyone.
Listeners. All right, so that's One Word Wednesday. Enjoy the show, Marty, 728.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Good ear for Brian Bell for recognizing that Joan Jett song. Is the Sunday Night Football?
Carrie Underwood this year. Yeah, they brought in Joan Jett because they're like, oh, yeah, we've been ripping off your song. You may as well come sing it. With Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know that people were upset because Carrie Underwood was wearing pants and not a skirt.
Oh, no.
I mean, my God.
She had really great legs.
So Brian was the one who was upset.
It wasn't the only one. Actually, people mentioned it.
She does have marvelous legs. Well, it's time for some dirty laundry. 7:45 LBF, what's in the bin?
Okay, this is brought to you by Brigham Health. We have a little TV news. Why did Anna Faris get kicked out of an entire country? But first up, obviously, the big story of the day is Antonio Brown. Well, it was all going so well. Mm. Patriots got him, signed him, right?
Yep.
That's the terminology
that
you all use.
Right.
And everyone was all excited. And now it's not as exciting anymore because Antonio Brown has been accused of sexual assault by his former personal trainer, Brittany Taylor. She says it happened in June of 2017 and then again in May of 2018. And he denies it and every allegation in the lawsuit. And the lawsuit, I read a bit of it. It's pretty graphic.
It's kind of gross.
And pursue all legal remedies, not only to clear his name, but also to protect other professional athletes against false accusations. He says that they had a consensual personal relationship, but she became angry when he wouldn't invest $1.6 million into a business project of hers.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. Yeah, okay. You know, I mean, and this is, you know, this is not, she's already, people are attacking her. Like, I went on to look up.
Are you serious?
Know, like, yeah, already? Just already, like, you know, websites and this and the other thing. It's just, and
Let it play out. What are the Patriots saying, Brian?
Yeah, they released a statement last night that said they are aware of the civil lawsuit, as well as the response by Antonio Brown's representatives. And they take these allegations very seriously. Under no circumstances does this organization, the Patriots organization, condone sexual violence or assault. And the league has informed them that they will be investigating. So they have no further comment while the investigation is taking place.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be investigated. That's it. But I think everyone's a little upset and shocked this morning. Well, it was just, you know, like people were very excited. And now this has to fall on it.
Yeah, I mean, how does he show up Sunday in Miami and play?
You know, I mean, is he even going to show up today at practice?
I don't know.
And what's that going to be like? Exactly. And, you know, the Patriots and Bill Belichick doesn't, I mean, I'm sure he's out of his mind. Right. I mean, he must be out.
It's hard to say we're on to Miami.
Exactly. When this is all going on, and this is the type of stuff that he can't even deal with.
Any distraction?
You know what? No.
And it's Wednesday. There's still plenty of time for this to play out one way or the
other. But it's going to remain a big distraction.
If he shows up Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Even to the team.
Maybe in practice. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that.
That's that.
But
yeah.
Anna Faris got kicked out of an entire country.
Okay.
The former wife of Chris Pratt. Very funny lady. She was talking about how she was filming in New Zealand. And one night after a concert, she was walking back to her hotel when a car full of guys yelled out at her and to flash them. And they were really awful and rude. She told the story on the George Lopez show. Yes, he had a show.
Yeah.
And the Minister of Tourism for New Zealand wrote her a letter and said she was no longer welcome in their country. Sensitive, those New Zealanders.
Well, does she know Scott Brown?
Scott Brown, the ambassador, who is the former senator from
Massachusetts. Maybe he can make things happen.
Maybe he can.
There you go.
And speaking of making things happen, boy, HGTV made things happen on their channel with the very Brady renovation. Scored big ratings. They had to buy that house for $3.5 million.
Didn't Lance Bass?
He wanted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, it's from the person who lived there.
$3.5
million to renovate the whole thing. Yeah. But it's, you know, they had 22.2 million people tuning in. No, that was not true. That's the Packers game. I'm reading something else. 3.36.
That was football.
3.36 million viewers. That's the biggest audience since Fixer Upper's
Well,
finale.
Think about it. So people, when you think of the Brady house, that iconic, right, the view. That's just the exterior.
Right.
So the interior looks nothing like the show's set.
But they're making it into the show's set.
But are they making it into the show's set with orange formica? Or are they going to do updated?
A lot of that stuff is kind of
coming back.
The
new color panel, for furniture and
panel,
things like that.
Shag rugs.
Yeah, shiplap. It's just ship panel lap. Going the other way.
That's
right. And you also, and you think of kind of the audience, you know, LBF, like you loved the Brady Bunch.
Everyone loved
and
the
now,
Brady Bunch.
I know.
Who was your boy?
And now all of those people just watch HGTV because we're all fixing up our houses.
It's
That's
true.
Right. Yeah.
It's really true.
Who was your boy on that show?
You know,
who was your crush?
I didn't really have a crush on them during the show, but I seriously have a crush on Peter Brady now.
Oh, okay.
Because he comes into Boston for a charity every year, and he comes in the studio, and he is so nice and lovely and really cute.
Every boy in the 70s had a crush on Marsha.
Oh, Marsha.
Or Susan
Jan.
Day. Or Susan. Yeah, nobody had a Jan crush, I don't think.
It's awful to be the middle.
It's
trust me. I know.
I'm sure there are a lot of LBF crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Come
tons.
On now. Don't play so hard to get.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And I just did a fun fact story a few minutes ago about the folks, I guess it's the Mayo Clinic, say sleeping with your dogs, your best friend. is actually a very good thing. And it didn't matter how big the dog was or how much it moved at night. Okay?
Really?
Who thought? Our dogs, they wake up and start doing the 3 o'clock shake.
Oh,
for
God.
Some reason, they just shake it off. But they say most people assume having pets in the bedroom is a disruption. They found that many people actually find comfort and a sense of security from having their dogs sleep with them.
Really?
Scott's on the phone. Not so much, huh, Scott?
Yeah, but my wife and I had this dog. It was a lab bull terrier mix, Odin.
Odin. There you go.
And it used to sleep at her feet every night. And one night I just had enough, so I kicked it out of bed.
Oh.
And he got on the floor and just kind of looked at me and then walked away.
Huh?
Well, the next morning, I get up to go to work and I can't find my badge to get into work. Now, it's just like one of those regular plastic badges, you know, with your picture on it.
Sure.
Well, the picture literally is one little square about the size of my thumb in the corner.
Yeah.
So I finally go downstairs to see if I left it down there. And I find it on the floor, and it's chewed. But the only thing chewed on the whole badge was my face.
Oh, my God.
And the dog just looked at me. From then on in, that dog could sleep anywhere she wanted.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hilarious.
Wow.
You've been warned.
Well, but the good news is...
Yeah, more than warned.
Good news is it's good for you.
Yeah. Well, you, maybe it's good for his wife. Yeah. Not so much for Scott.
Wow. Yeah.
I like that the dog just looked at him.
Yeah.
Right? I know.
You know that one stink eye?
Yeah.
Odin giving you...
Get you.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Bryce. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:46 with Bob Bronson and LBF and Brian. And yeah, we've been mentioning it. It's been 18 years since 9/11, the attacks on the World Trade Center. Now, I'd never been to the World Trade Center at that point. You had, LBF?
I'd been to the Windows of the World, which is a restaurant up
right.
there, and it was
100 floors up.
It was intimidating, you know, the buildings and themselves. Mm-hmm. I just remember being like,
yeah.
"Wow, this is." You saw the whole city; it was really incredible.
And I've been to the new one, you know, from working in New York City, and we'd go up there, and still the height was just—it's amazing, and it's just hard to fathom.
Yeah, the 9/11 Museum is a must-visit place in
you
New
have
York City.
To.
You
yes.
know, it's really, you know, it's. It's really a strange thing, but the stories of the people who were victims,
that's
you can sit and listen to the families talk about
that's
them.
That's what gets you.
It's really important.
They have a wall of windows of all the wall of pictures of
yeah.
all the victims. And man, that's, when you see that number, 3,000 actual faces.
World Trade Center, and then
you.
The Pennsylvania flight, and then the Pentagon flight.
Right. And Brian, you were actually in the studio.
I was right here in the studio when it all started.
And it was
18 years ago.
Not seeing planes fly by again for
yeah.
a week.
Okay. And you think back 18 years ago how we all were kind of, the whole nation was in shock.
Oh, unbelievable.
And people were just really nice to each other on the roads and
that's right.
just in everyday interactions. And, you know, be nice to go back to that.
Yeah, be nice to one another.
Be nice
today.
To everybody
yeah, today.
Today is a good remembrance.
Well, okay. So it is 8:48. So here, all of us at WROR want to recognize all the victims from 9/11 with a moment of silence.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Bryce. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.